Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
18 minutes, it is past 5 o'clock. The Independent Candidate Association expected to approach the Constitutional Court to have the Electoral Amendment Bill declared unconstitutional once it's enacted. Joining me on the line now is the founder of the association, Dr. Michael Louis. Michael, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning. Wonderful to be with you.
Why do you want the Electoral Amendment Bill, once enacted, to be declared unconstitutional?
Well, we've been fighting for this for the last, definitely my journey is 5 years. And I've got a constituency of independent candidates that wanting to stand. And we really believe that the bill doesn't comply with the principle of one vote is equal to one seat, and that it doesn't comply with the constitutional provision of in general proportionality. And so we're very concerned. This was our last resort. But now that the bill was passed by the NCOP, and our comments are limited to just the two amendments that the NCOP made, we realized that, nice Afrikaans saying is the coolest hierdie kerk, So
yeah, for sure.
That's why we decided.
Those two amendments, if you can summarize them for us, Michael, and explain why they do not meet what your expectations are of the bill.
No, so the two amendments are not the amendments that we take into the Constitutional Court. The two amendments are just really tweaking the numbers. The more important one of the two amendments is putting up a panel that in February next year, the minister can appoint a electoral panel that's going to relook at the whole system. So that we really support, and so we're not against that. But in principle, I think some of the issues that we are taking and believe is unconstitutional. The first thing is the in general proportionality. The second one is the whole issue about signatures and barriers to entry. You might have heard or know that for a political party to have been vested in the past, that a political party only had to get 1,000 signatures. Now the new bill says that independent candidates that wanting to register must get between 14,000 and 19,000 votes, depending on the region that they represent. And then the third issue is about vacancies. As we know, in a political structure, when a political party member dies or resigns, it's filled by the same people on the list. When it comes to independent candidates, they say that there must be a recalculation of the votes, and then the next in line with the highest vote will go in, which means that a political party member can go in to an independent seat. And we believe that the independent, or we've always submitted that an independent candidate should be able to submit a running mate prior to the elections that can fulfill that post. And then we've got issues like the legislature has only got one ballot, and we've always submitted that we need two ballots. And the effect of that is that if you go into the legislature and for the provincial elections, and Princess Chantal Revel stands, and you need 50,000 votes to get in, and she receives 100,000 votes. The balance of the 50,000 votes will be divided amongst the other political parties, which we believe is unfair.
Absolutely, because the political parties did absolutely nothing to gain those additional 50,000 votes. So therefore, why should they benefit from the hard work of the independent candidate?
Well, look, I mean, the big thing is, I represent the Independent Candidates Association. And as the bill stands now, and this is really a hard comment, is a heart, H-E-M-A-R-T, is that I represent stunning individuals like Princess Chantal Revel, that's the princess in the Khoisan people. She needs to pay a deposit of 250,000 to 500,000 rand. She needs to get signatures between 14,000 and 19,000 14 to 19,000 signatures. Then she needs to get around about 70,000 to 90,000 votes to get a seat, where in the past it was only 40,000 seats. So the big thing is, honestly, if she had to come to me today and say that I'm wanting to stand as an independent candidate, I have to say to her that it's better for her to be part of a political party or to register a movement or an organization to qualify and give her the best chance to stand. And that's totally in conflict of a fair and free election and what Section 19(1)(b) of the Human Rights Section says. Every person will have the right to stand in public office. And we feel that Parliament has done an administrative issue to say to independent candidates, you can run the race, but we're going to you need to run barefoot, no water, and run backwards.
So what are you going to hope the Constitutional Court will consider favorably once you petition? Are you going to be asking the Constitutional Court to force the National Assembly to relook at the document, remind them of what the objectives are? Because ultimately, it's a work of Parliament, right, that needs to come to an outcome here. The Constitutional Court will not be imposing itself on the legislative arm of government in any way whatsoever.
Well, that's what we are going to take a risk in this, because we do know that the Constitutional Court doesn't like getting involved in policy. But the big problem in this issue is that this bill is going now to is extended to February next year. Then it's going to take us 3 months to. We can only go to the Constitutional Court once the President has signed it into an act. So that's another month. Then we have to apply for direct access to go to the Constitutional Court. That's 2 months. And then our senior counsel says it's 6 months in the court, which takes us to October next year. And then if the court says that the bill is unconstitutional, then it has to go back to Parliament as the legislative arm to rewrite the bill. So we're saying to the Constitutional Court, and we're drafting papers as we sit, so we're going to go to the Constitutional Court to ask for a writing-in clause, where we're saying to the Constitutional Court, there's no time to fix this bill. Parliament, we can't get back to Parliament. We're going to ask you to remedy the constitutional, the Electoral Act by virtue of the following remedy clauses, and we will submit the clauses the way we believe it must be read to make it constitutional.
Wow. Good luck arguing for that, because I imagine the constitutional justices will go, wait a minute, you're asking us to step into areas that do not belong to us. Because the option of us reverting to the old Electoral Act is not possible, right? So can the Constitutional Court justices say, yes, we agree with you, we will not meet a satisfactory resolution in time for us to run an effective and free and fair 2024 general election. So because the National Assembly has not met its deadline, let us run the 24 elections as we have done so traditionally and work towards then a, what would be the next one, 26, I
29.
Think?
29.
Or 29, actually, because it's a national and provincial that you obviously want to be impacted by the amendment bill. Is that a possibility that you might even consider?
Well, definitely not. But because the big thing is, how do you... you see, that's where we come in. A human right is one of the most important rights in the Constitution. How do you tell Princess Chantal Revel, that's been fighting this cause for 5 years, and say to her, thank you for fighting this cause, because she's been an applicant all along from De Novo. How do we tell her, sorry, just because Parliament took their time, it didn't work, you can't stand this election, you have to wait for 2029. That could never happen. I think we might declare that the elections is unconstitutional, because, is the state going to take a risk of spending 500 million or a billion rand on an election so that it can be challenged in the Concord? So I think this is a constitutional crisis. This is not of our own doing. We've warned Parliament for a long, long time on this issue. And we're still prepared to collaborate where we can, because we always wanted to be seen as a constructive force. But we are in a constitutional crisis. We're very concerned about it. And we will always reach out to see what type of compromise or what can we do to help the nation not face this crisis.
Yeah. Michael, thank you very much. I'm sure we'll have many more conversations in the coming weeks and months. Dr. Michael Louis is the founder of the Independent Candidate Association. They are planning to petition the Constitutional Court for direct access to challenge the constitutionality of the Electoral Amendment Bill once it has been enacted.
Wake up. It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.